I'm good. Yo. Are you recording garbage now? No, it's loose. It's loose. It's like sometimes you like it tight. Sometimes you like it tight. Sometimes you like it loose. My headphones right now like it tight. Yeah.
I hope we're not recording yet.
Good morning, everybody. We are the world, and we are Dad So Hard.
That's right. What's that? A pen?
A pen.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
We are Dad So Hard. My name is Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney. My headphones are going in and out. Sorry, I'm all messed up.
And we are trying to get our stuff together this morning, but we are two dads who work hard, play hard, and dad even harder. And just trying to have a dialogue on what it's like to be a dad. Welcome back, Danny. I haven't seen you live. Last week, we did Danny was in Florida.
False.
Was that last week?
last week, we were sitting right on this couch.
I really couldn't remember. This morning, I was like, did we record Danny?
We were thrown off because I think we recorded on an off day. It was like a Thursday or something like that last week. I was thrown off, too, because I was thinking back. And I was like, what the hell was last week? I couldn't remember.
I can't remember 24 hours. Well, because we got a viewer mail that we got some congratulations.
We'll get into that later.
We'll get into that later, but it started me to
think
about.
Stay tuned
for
if
that.
You are the emailer.
Emailers. Multiples. We have so many of you writing in. We love it. Thank you, dads, for
listeners. We have so many listeners writing in.
I would like to thank a lot of the fathers who are listening to this, because I know from personal experience there's a lot of new dads, not new dads, there are a lot of dads that are new to podcasting. Because I have personally logged on to people's phones and introduced you to the podcast app on Apple iTunes.
So like, I didn't even know my phone had that.
So for all you dads out there, you are not alone.
Yeah, I didn't know my phone had it until a week ago.
Most dads do. Our audience is tech-savvy and yet not tech-savvy.
Yeah.
Do you even know you have a phone?
I use a flip phone. I use a Nextel. I like to chirp people. Yeah, got a two-way going.
Best.
Yeah, in high school.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
I actually didn't have one, and I don't know.
For anybody below the age of 30 who's never heard of Nextel or the chirp chirp.
Well, now I think the only people that use it are construction workers. I don't even know if they still use it.
I don't think anybody uses it. Nextel does not exist. It became Sprint.
Sprint, yeah, but
they don't make those phones.
Sprint's
nobody
not a
beep
thing
beeps
anymore.
No, Sprint is a thing. Uh-huh.
Sprint's a thing.
No, but but there's no there is no beep beep Nextel.
Really?
Service. Yes, that's been gone like 10 years.
I thought like construction workers still used them.
No. Now there's services on your phone. That are there's a version of that
Vox
apps. I think it's
Vox. I had one. It was called the Vox app or Vox Mobile or something like
no,
that.
No. There's an actual app that you could like through Wi-Fi when the cell service like you could just through and there's like emergency systems that you can go on and beep beep through an app on your phone. Like they used it during Houston. Remember when there was the big floods in Houston last summer? One of the things that was on the news was how all of these guys and or women or anybody was able to communicate because you can get the app out and just be like, I'm here. And it's not like...
And it automatically talks through someone's phone.
And it's
like a walkie-talkie.
It's like turns your phone into like a CB walkie-talkie.
But that person has to have the app as well, no?
Correct.
Okay, so what the fuck's the point of that if no one even knows about the app?
Well, the app is trying to advertise and get more people to use it as an emergency response system. So, correct.
Wait a second. So are they one of our sponsors?
No.
We're talking about them.
Oh, we are, but no. We don't have sponsors. We do not work for money.
Let's get them involved.
We have partners.
Let's get them involved in our barter system.
So if anybody knows the name of this app that I'm mysteriously making up.
Yeah, so then we'll talk about them, and then they can be like, yeah, Dad So Hard Podcast is the best podcast out there.
And there's somehow there's probably a dad who knows about this. So today we're going to talk about a topic that-
Near and dear to Vinny's heart.
I'm calling it dad code. It came up because I had two different birthday parties to go to this weekend.
Okay.
And we talked about birthday parties in the past. One thing that I was thinking about this morning was there are three types, I think, and Danny, correct me if you may not have seen all of these types yet. I've experienced in my dad life of a 7 and a 4-year-old, three types of what I'll call birthday party scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
The first type, which is the youngest of your kid, youngest kid demo, and probably the worst of all of them, is you bring your kid to a party where you know none of the parents, maybe one or two, but it really is big kid association because of school. So your kid's in like a nursery school or
daycare.
So
you're talking that like no younger than like a 2 or 3 year old birthday party.
This is like probably under four.
Yeah.
Okay. And the I would say the majority of under four birthday parties for your child.
Yeah.
Half the crowd
I
don't
know exactly what you're talking about.
Like half the crowd, you're like, I don't know these kids.
We recently had one of these because Brady is in, or he was in, they called it a Terrific Twos program.
Yes, yes.
And one of the kids had a birthday party, invited everyone from the class. Mary Jane actually took Brady to it because it was at like 3 p.m., so
yeah,
I was
and
at
as,
work.
And so what you do is, as a parent, you linger because
yeah, she
you don't
didn't, know, she didn't know anyone.
But as
like,
a,
she showed up and was at, like, she said she took like 15 minutes trying to scope it out, figure out who the kid was and who and figure out who the parent was. Didn't even know who the birthday kid was.
Oh, no, nobody. No.
And then Mary Jane starts walking around and be like, hey, are you Billy's dad? Are you Billy's mom? No. OK. Do you know who they are?
Yeah, we'll see. But that,
can you point me in the right direction? I got to give them a gift because they sent with the class in the class. They send the kids home with the invitation. So like.
Those are also mostly the only kids you know.
10 kids in the class.
For that young age.
So they had two parties. I think they had one with family, close family and friends, and then they had one with school kids.
Yeah, at that age, you
so
generally,
they must
like,
have been
like, we had a party where my parents, well, no, but you sort of, no, you can have a I'm cake kidding. And your parents come over. Yeah, I mean, we do that because I'm a baller. I'm such a rich Momo. But I said Momo.
You said Momo, but Momo was a thing. Like when I was a kid, it was like a big like Guinea thing. Like people would call each other Momo.
I've never heard of Momo.
Oh yeah, you have. That's why you said it.
Yeah, I mean, subconsciously. Subconsciously. I'm a
you
Momo.
Were you were I'm probably the one being called a Momo.
No, yeah. Oh yeah, there's no, but you know what I was introduced to this week that was Italian related was a Guinea hen. Have you ever heard of a guinea hen?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Oh,
no.
This is brilliant. These guinea hens, and I was like, they run around my friend's backyard. So, our friend's neighbor.
Are you talking about actual birds?
This is an actual thing. They're called guinea hens.
They're actual birds?
They travel
they're
in packs.
They're not calling like the they're wives not, of a look, guinea a guinea
no,
hen?
No, they look like a chicken. So my friend's neighbor on Long Island, who we're friends with, their backyard has a lot of animals. They have chickens.
Wait a second.
And they have guinea hens, and they're used... To,
is that the actual name of the
yes,
bird?
Yes, the actual thing is called a guinea hen.
Oh, and it's not like a name that...
No, okay. It's an actual bird. They're guinea hens, and they travel in packs. But what they do is they eat ticks and fleas. So if you have other animals, like they have a number of dogs, they have a number of... it's literally like a zoo in their backyard.
What does this have to do with being Italian?
Well, I just thought it was funny because they're guinea hens. And I was like, guineas. I was like, these guineas. I literally spent 10 minutes taking photos of them being like, Tony Soprano. I named them all like.
Of course you did.
I was like, look at the guinea hens. It was allowing me to use a
kids
inappropriate
are drowning
term.
In the pool.
No, they had a bounce house slide. It was more of a slide. So it was fine.
All right. So that was
anyway,
the first.
So that's
type
first
party.
And we're going to get back to. So we're going to get to the point of this.
The payoff.
The second type of party is where you. A single parent again goes, so meaning like either the wife or the mother goes, and you your
or the
kid's
dad.
Slightly older. What I say, wife or mother,
yeah.
Or me or the father.
The thing that our podcast based off of.
And you have and you now have more of a mix of I'd say more the majority of the crowd, more than half the crowd actually knows each other as parents, and you're probably actually like becoming parent friends with them. So this is more like you're there and the parents can hang out.
Where are these invitations coming from?
So these invitations are either, I find them mostly emailed.
But
these
still
days.
Like where the kids know each other from, school?
Mostly school, now maybe neighborhood.
But they're just older and that's why you
four
know.
Four to six. Now you're in the 4 to 6 range.
Okay.
And you're friends, but now you may be hanging out with a couple of these parents.
But you're friends by association, right? You're friends because your kids do something together.
Yes, the majority of the crowd is still
they're
friends.
They're not... Established
yes.
friends
no,
that you already
these,
have.
These are people that you're hanging out with because it's still the kids.
Is it's this like, going to be the third thing?
No. The third one.
Where they're you're already friends that have kids?
No. Because generally, all of these are still kid, parental relationships because of your kid.
Yeah.
The third one, though, is where they become more afternoon, evening parties or maybe afternoon on the weekends, and both parents show up because now you are becoming like kid couple friends. And more booze is introduced to those parties.
Okay.
So now they become more where you and your wife show up, but the wives become friends and the dads become
I'd roll
social.
Into that category the like the parties with your people that you already were established friends that have kids. Like your friends that you, your childhood friends that you grew up with. That's like a whole other
fourth.
That have kids.
That's, I would say that's the fourth group. That's like,
because those are really the only parties. Like those are the, those are really the only parties that I've been to.
You haven't, so you have not graduated to the couples.
Right, and it's probably because my kids are so young.
Yes.
Like, so those are the parties that I've been to, like where it's my friend's kids' birthday parties. I actually just had one last weekend, or Mary Jane's friend's kids' birthday parties, where we're all, we all already know each other. So it's just another excuse where we're hanging out and drinking and eating. Are my kids friends with like my friend's kids and Mary? Well, I mean, my kids are so young like they're, well, they're friends with whoever we tell them to be friends
with. Correct. So say, so your
So the answer to that is yes.
But you are on the verge.
My kids are friends with my friends' kids.
There's
going to
be a big switch
Mary
though,
because
I would argue your birthday parties, listening to you, your birthday parties are more about the party for the adults, and we'll have the kids there. What'll happen is, and I do think this happens more like
our son
had his first, his own birthday party for the first time at four, because he was at his nursery school, where now it's like, oh, he actually knows these kids' names. He sees them. He's having play dates. He actually has an established group of friends that we don't necessarily know. So that is where that is where you start to, I think, four, I have seen, is really the turning point there.
Yeah.
So what happens
is, because then they're saying, I'm doing this, I'm going to this, I want to go to this party, I want to go to this party. And that's, I think, what
Well,
Mary
you
Jane,
also get a lot more invites. You'll start to see at four, you're like, oh, I got like seven
but
more parties.
But it's funny because, so Mary Jane is... Mary Jane's under the assumption that Brady's only friends and Cody's only friends are going to be her best friend's kids and my best friend's kids.
Are they all homeschooled?
And it's like, that's not the case. Like,
are you,
well,
is she planning on
home,
keeping your keeping
Well, this
in
is
box.
What I say. I'm like, think about all those friends that you just mentioned. Why are you friends with them? Not because your parents were friends, because you met them in school.
Correct, yeah.
Like, you met them in school and in sports. Like, all my best friends are because I ran track with them or I went to high school or college.
Correct.
Like, those are all my friends.
So, Danny, that you are teeing me up perfectly to my point here. If you now think about, if we all sit back and think about our mothers and fathers, and this is where I'm talking about dad code versus mom code. Yeah. When I go to these parties and you look at the moms, at whichever level the party is, the moms are actively involved in scoping out all the other moms and figure out who's who and talking to them.
Yeah.
The dads retreat to a wall.
Yep.
Get on a cell
phone. We
don't
want to be bothered.
The only time at the youngest age, when you really don't know anybody there, the only time you're interacting is when your kid punches another kid in the face and you both have to walk up and go, oh man, why'd you do that?
Yeah, how do we deal
with it? And
then
the dads look at it going, sorry about that. And then you break it back.
You're
going
to deal with it. I'm going
to
deal with it.
But the moms start to build relationships, which made me start to think all of the families that I grew up with as a kid were all because my mom became friends with like the other, like my mom's best two best friends were because of the kids. My dad was like along for the ride. Now my dad did meet dads of other dads, but dad code does not mean you instantly become best friends and you're hanging out.
No,
moms are like, let's create a circle
and think
become
here
besties.
And I think moms also, I mean, I think they just think too much. Like, I think part of the reason why they're doing that is because, I mean, in my mind, I don't fucking know. But I think they're
desperate.
Well, no, but they're like, I'm going to base who I think my kid should be hanging out with off of these moms. Right. Like, if I don't like a mom, I don't want my kid to like that kid.
I don't know. I think that's more of a dad. I think women are judging it based on clothes. Well, moms, let us know. I want to know. So this came up. I want the moms who are listening to tell us why you feel the need at a party to become best friends with your kids' best friends. Outside of the fact that, yes, they may be hanging out together and I want to know who's in my house, but that's a different, there's a level of I need to scope you out and know what you're about versus we need to be hanging out every Friday night. That's a different world.
Right.
So on the trip,
I guess I care a little bit for that sense. Like, I don't.
Yeah, no, I need to know the world. If my kid's going to be at your house growing up, I need to know what your house is about. That doesn't mean we're going to be best friends.
And he wants to know what kind of mansions he's going to be going
to. I don't know what
kind
of booze my son's drinking when he's 17.
Like, hey, Bobby, are your kids rich? Yeah, I don't think my kid's going to be your friend.
What car is he driving?
If I can't come over and get some mimosas on Saturday, served to me on a gold platter butler.
Where's his direct deposit?
I don't think we got a future together.
I give a questionnaire. I give a questionnaire. I'm like, what are you wearing? No.
Yeah.
So this game.
Vinny's interviewing parents.
We had two over the weekend. The two parties we went to were two different. Were were actually two different types of parties, two different circles. The one on Friday night was an after camp party, so it was all for my sons.
That's still going on, summer camp.
Yeah,
it's not over
yet. Two more weeks. My son has all of these 4-year-old kids that he's friends with via camp.
Yeah.
On Sunday, and that was Friday night, and that was a party where we have, over the course of the 2 years of camp, become couples. Well, so we have gone to parties with, this is probably the first couples party we had because all the full families were invited. Most of the parties have been single parent parties, but we have liked all the parents we've met, and both fathers and mothers have been there. So the good thing about the families of my son is that most, because I would say in my town, most parties I go to, if I have to bring my son, 90% of the crowd are moms. And I'd say 10 to 20% are dads.
Yeah.
This crowd, for some odd reason, of like the 10 birthday parties I've went to over the year that were camp parties, it's been 50-50 mix of a dad's bringing in a mom's. So I have met both the dads and the moms throughout the year. Friday night, though, it was a full-fledged family party because it was at their house.
Yeah.
So all the families were invited. So everybody who was
all
there.
All the families. Like the freaking mafia. Yeah.
It was
a meeting of all the families.
The 15 camp families were all there. So the siblings were there, but also the moms and the dads were there.
The
so
generations.
So it was we were able to mix in with the moms and the dads and hang. And then on Sunday, it was like a family party. But what happened was, out of this party, my wife has become friends with all of the moms. So there's a text. They have like a 15-person text of like camp moms. And they text each other. And they have like a girls' night. They were all talking about how they all miss their camp mom's girls' night out. So my
wife, like monthly, weekly?
I think they do every 2 or 3 months. And they do like each other. And they don't see each other. It's like a different group of friends.
Yeah.
So my wife gets on me about, after we're going home, she's like, oh, I talked to the girls. You should organize a guys' night out. And I was like, excuse me? She was like, yeah, like all the moms get together. Why don't you do a dad's night out? Like, you guys go to, like, we go to drinks. You all go to a steakhouse.
You know what I don't hate about this? I don't hate that she's saying
have
a night out.
Correct. I'm all about.
And that's what you know what? Parlay that into, I don't know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean.
Parlay, it's swing.
Yeah, like make that into, all right, so I'm cleared for a night out. But I'm not doing it with these guys that I don't give a shit about.
So the thing
I'm going to do it with my actual friends.
It's a double-edged sword because I actually do. Some of these guys
I'm not trying to make new friends.
And this thing is, these
you
guys.
You can make new friends till the cows come home.
These guys are cool. And these guys are listening, and I think you're all cool. And I think they would feel the same way. Is we're all cool with each other. And yeah, if we're all hanging out, that would be great. But we are all also busy with our lives.
You have all this other
and
shit
have a lot
going
on that,
yeah.
Like. I think if I was to do a night out, I'd be inviting all the guys I know from like 7 parts of my life. It wouldn't just be a guys, a camp father's night out. Whereas in the mom's world, they do keep their mom relationships a little bit more separate. And every once in a while, they introduce a new girl. So I think it's more about like, it's like the Real Housewives. You have the clique, and then somebody brings a new housewife in. For any of the fathers out there who watch the Housewives, I know you do. I do. But I do think that's a world of like, and I said to my wife, I go, but that's a totally different thing. So I bring this up because when I think about these parties, when you think about dad code, I do think there's a different relationship you have where it's superficial, but there's just, I think guys have this unspoken thing about, I got you. We're friends.
Yeah.
And I think about we're on a team. Like it's like a baseball team.
Yeah.
Like you go show up, every day is their position. You do your thing. But you don't necessarily feel like, oh my God, we're a team. Where if I think you're a bunch of women,
worried about your individual batting average.
Correct. Whereas I do think in more, and this may get back to female sports or women as a team, I think in women code, they're more concerned about, oh, like Molly, you did so good, but let me help you in that position. You could be doing better. I don't think on a baseball team, the right fielder gives a shit if the left fielder, how he's doing. Because but he's not going to be like, let me help you out. He's going to be like, yo, get your shit together. You got to step it up because you're a weak link.
It depends on the person. Yeah, I mean, we're talking David Wright. He's a big time team guy.
Well, okay, we're talking about let's stereotype.
Hey, you're talking. If you're talking about the captain of the team, man, you know
that's the team captain. But
doesn't matter what position you play.
Correct. That's the one I'm talking about. The entire team. But there's that team captain
of
the moms.
You want 9 guys on the team with team captain mentality. Correct. Just saying. Just saying.
If you want to be on a Super Bowl team, I'm saying for the most part. I'm not talking.
You want great locker room guys.
Correct. Okay. So
you always want. So I'm just telling you, sports mentality isn't good, right, for what you're
maybe
trying
it's
to,
a bad analogy
for the point you're trying to prove.
My point is that, but my attitude of it is that mentality is what I would think
their relationships.
I think I know exactly.
If
what you're trying
to say. If you have a group of guys, like, for example, we have me and Danny work together. As many of you may know, we work together. So we were originally friends from work.
Yep.
We have become still lovers. We have a burgeoning outside of work friendship, although our wives have met only once and we have not actually hung out in a non-work related thing yet, except for this podcast.
Yes.
But my point is there are friends that we work with that is a relationship of friends from work.
Yes.
But we're not, I think if you were to look at how we interact as a group of dads and guys at work,
moms,
that's a different dad code than how the girl women at work
like
and moms at work.
It seems like
are
what
in
you're saying,
business.
And correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe it's just because I
haven't
what I said. Been in a lot of these like parties and extracurricular things yet with my kids because they're much younger. But it seems like you're saying whenever there's these things going on, the moms are almost forcing themselves to be friends with all these other moms because their kids are doing things together.
Correct.
And then saying, Vinny, you should be doing the same. Whereas, why? Right? Like, just because you inherently, I don't know if it's a woman thing, a motherly thing, but are feeling this feeling or urge that you have to befriend all of these other women.
In a much deeper way than a dad. Dad code is...
For a dad, it could be
it's an easier
high
friendship.
And by. Our kids are friends. Great. We don't need to hang out together.
Well, no, but and also you can have a cool conversation.
Yeah,
but
I don't need to plan a night out with you. Like of my friends that I have, all my friends growing up, I would put money down that my dad couldn't name one of their dad's names.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know if you asked your dad when I was a kid. What fathers were you friends with of my friends?
I know the answer. Zero.
He would be like, I don't know.
Zero.
He's like, your friends are dads.
I don't even know that he's ever met them.
I don't think my dad met my
friends.
I mean,
we're also talking like different generation because back then, like, it was always like the mom was always dropping the kid off. The mom was doing everything in the kid's life. Like, it was very different generation.
Moms have always mommed hard.
And I'm not saying that my dad was a bad
dad by any means.
Moms
have always been momming hard.
But times have changed. Correct, dads are much more involved in their kids' lives.
Exactly, but we still have a different
approach
and
a mentality.
We have
a
different dad code to the relationships where they're more instantaneous. I think there's more respect to it.
Yeah.
But I also think so I was thinking about this morning, and this is part of the relationship.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I think the only dads that I'm going to be friends with is if I know a little something about them, and I know like maybe I can get something out of that relationship.
Like the booze they serve at their house.
The booze they serve at their house. Maybe they have some sort of relationship with like the Mets or the Dolphins, and I can get some tickets to games. You know what I'm saying? If I can get something out of that relationship, I'm going to be your new best friend.
But your oldest now is just turning three.
He's three. He's a little over three.
So you technically...
He's actually going into pre-K next year.
So you technically... Do you have any dad friends? Have you met any dads based on your
through
kids?
Through his thing, no.
Through his stuff. You have not met... So you are a pre-dad friend dad. So I have a number of...
I have
guys that I know. They're all listening to this podcast
because
I harass them about
it. The closest you can put to that type of relationship are... dads of Mary Jane's friends' wives.
But those
Mary
are
Jane's
still your
friends' husbands.
Yes, but I'm talking about
that
guys.
Was like the only type introductionary relationship.
I have a number of friends. I have a number of guy friends that are dad friends.
Yeah, I don't.
And the relationship that we have is just as I would think it's just as tight as what the moms have. But for example, we're not all texting to get a steak dinner.
No, the only reason I'm
going to...
So aside from getting something out of these guys, the only other reason that I would befriend dads through like my kids' relationships is to have them subscribe to this podcast. But again, self-serving.
Is that totally... maybe that's the reason why I'm texting now.
Yeah, that's why you gotta be having steak dinners with these guys. You gotta be buying their loyalty.
What I do... I actually think the reason why I am more interested in meeting these guys and becoming what I'll call dad friends with them
is more to get the sense of, if I can get a sense of what you're like as a father and a dad,
you
as
can
an
get
adult,
a sense of what their
is
kid
your
like.
Kid going to be cool so my yeah. kid hangs out with you? Because that is where it's like, oh, okay, yeah. if they're cool, their kid will probably be
but
cool,
other
and
than
then
that,
my kid will be have some cool friends.
Other than that, I just don't get the point of what the moms are getting out of these relationships. Like, why do you need new friends? You don't. Like, other than, like, vetting their kids to be friends with your kids, what is the point?
I think my wife may hate me, and therefore she's trying to find more people to hang out with.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, I've had
she
enough of
She secretly needs
Vinnie
to get out of my house. But I do think, so part of that is, and then
like,
I
don't need to keep expanding my friend circle. Not that I have, like, the biggest friend circle, but, like,
well, you do have. Oh, you also have a lot of friends, Danny. Your friends, listen. Your friend circle will naturally increase, and they say the more friends you have, the longer life you live. Oh. So there is a positive to that. Laughing and the directly related to the amount of friends you have equals. How
all right,
long
now
you
you're
live.
Just like reading those quotes that women
no.
have hanging up in houses.
No, because it's like depression is like when you're really lonely, you can be depressed. Oh, I have that quote in my ass. No, but when you're really lonely,
kiss me before you go to bed.
It's like, so, yeah, anyway.
All you need is love.
But there, right, that
so
is,
I think that was
is
a nice little deep dive into these dad
So I think there's dad code,
right?
Yes, and we'll talk more about it because I do.
No, I think this is going to be an ongoing conversation, especially as my kids get
Send
older
us your
and
thoughts.
I start dealing with this shit.
Well, I wouldn't, and I also think there's ways of like, so I do think women and dad, what do you talk? What's the word when you have to discipline children differently?
Yeah.
There are
you
ways
tips and
that
advice.
You, well, no, but there's ways that as a dad, I allow other dads to discipline my child versus ways my wife will. I think women are more apologetic
but
about
you don't,
it.
But here's the thing, dads, you don't need to have dad relationships to learn these things. Just listen to this podcast.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but I also think like I've had more moms come up to me and be like, oh, I had to say this to your kid.
Yeah, yeah,
whereas
yeah. It's like,
I
hey, maybe shut your fucking mouth around my
kid.
Well,
no, kid. But I don't
I'm
care.
I'm kidding.
But a dad in a park, I've never had a dad go, I just want
to
let you know. I mean,
I had
unless
to discipline
it's like,
your kid. And it's like, hey, D-bag.
Yeah, unless it's significant. Well, no, but sometimes.
I just let you know this right now, dad or mom, grandma or grandpa, if someone that is not in my family comes up to me and says, just want to let you know, I had to say this to your kid, I'm going to smack him.
Well,
and that's not like a teacher.
Well, no, but
or
this
something.
Happened to me. For,
just to let you know, I had to grab
no,
Brady
listen.
By the ear and
well, this
what?
Is the,
get out of my face, bro.
Okay, listen. So this is where you will learn this.
You kidding?
No, this happened to me Friday night. We're at the party. We had the party, and the two girls got in a massive brawl. My daughter's the issue is when you have one kid crying, everybody
well, you're,
at
you're,
the party.
Your kids are animals.
No, no, no. I know they really are. They're, it's like a zoo. No, but what ends up happening is everybody
kidding.
At the party is looking at you, and then every mother comes up. Are you okay? I'm like, I got this handled. Yeah. Nobody thinks a father can do anything. I'm like, listen, I got it handled. My wife.
That's how I'm like, those aren't my kids.
No, so
well, I'm here by myself.
So no, so I talked to him, and then I was like, "What's the problem?" So then the dad who was hosting the party was like, "Oh, is everything okay?" And I was like, "It's fine." I told him what happened. Neither of us. I was like, "This is what happened. It's cool." And then we broed it out, and it was fine. But then he went and talked to his daughter, and like an hour later, he was like, "I just want to, you know, I told this." I was like, "Listen, I trusted you. Cool. Like, it's cool. So we're cool." But like, as opposed to, I think it would have been more intense. Of the moms pulling the girls to, it would have been like a glow wrestling match. Okay, bring them to the corners, bring them together, get them apologizing, boom, boom, boom. I think we just work it out simpler and it got the job done.
So, whenever there's fights like that, I mean, this is what I think I might do. Like when there's kids arguing and fights, like, I would imagine you just, like, as a group of dads or moms or parents at a party like this, you just kind of take both kids into a corner, create a circle around them, and have them fight. Right?
Exactly.
Isn't that what
you
do? And then you put money down on who you think's going to win?
Absolutely not.
That's not what happens at
these
parties?
So the issue is, Danny, you may not experience this because you also have two boys.
That's what I'm going to do.
But you have two boys. I have a girl and a boy, and the girl fights are vastly different than the boy fights. Girl fights
like,
are loaded
with like,
emotion.
It's like, hey, thunder thighs.
No, it's loaded with verbal. Oh, it's,
oh, my God.
It's verbal assaults. The fat word gets thrown around.
Yeah.
Girls are just, boys just decide to start punching each other in the face.
I'm
so
fine
boy,
with that.
The boy fights, you're more like, keep your hands to yourself, and then you separate them. That is it's an easier
Sometimes
discipline.
I think you probably got to let them duke it out, though. No? Am I wrong?
No. Right. Because when your kid is getting railed in the face by five punches, you're going to be like,
toughen up.
You got to teach
Listen.
Keep those elbows high, bud. Put up protect the dukes. That face.
Correct, but when it's unsolicited and like, listen, if it's because my
head
kid,
on a swivel.
No, if Shane runs up to somebody and kicks them in the stomach, which he has done, he has every. Listen, somebody's going to beat you up.
Like, he's got to, whatever comes next, however, he's got coming to him.
If he's blindsided and he's this, you've got
to
be
so
like.
So you're saying, yeah. So if other he's on, kids. If he's on the other end of that kick to the stomach.
Then you want to be like, yo, get your kid under control.
But when Shane's kicking people.
No, I don't know. People come up to me and they're like, get your kid under control. And I'm like, I got it. I will. I'm like, what are you doing? Don't embarrass me. I'm like, listen, I'm having a good time at this party. Don't ruin it for me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think
now I have to spend 35 seconds disciplining you where I could be having another drink.
Seems like you don't have it under control. Maybe what you need to do is say, all right, Shane and kid that Shane kicked, come over here, fight. Let's see what happens, and maybe he'll stop doing it if he gets his ass kicked.
No, because one kid's gonna lose, and you don't want your kid to ever lose, and your kid will lose.
Maybe he needs to.
That is not. We're not having a blood brawl. It's more on
you. And then you can make a little money.
No.
Bet on the other kid and tell Shane to throw it.
Yeah, I don't live in the streets.
Are you kidding me?
I live in the North Shore of Long Island. We are not. We get verbal.
That's a great idea. I'm going to teach Brady how to take a couple of falls.
What is it called? Like,
and bet against him.
You have like a dog ring. What is it called? Cockfights when you have like chickens fight each other?
Yeah, yeah.
You're the Michael Vick of parents.
Kids. I'm the Michael Vick of parenting.
This is why you live in Staten Island.
Vick of parenting.
We're going to call this the difference between Staten Island, Staten Island versus the North Shore. I'm the LeBron James of parenting, and you are the Michael Vick.
All right. Anyway.
Mother.
Do we have time? Do we want to get into a
listener
email?
Our viewer
mail
this week
listener.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. Actually, somebody the other day was asking about this podcast. And they were like, oh, I love you. I've heard about your podcast. I haven't watched it yet. And I was like, don't worry about it. You can't watch it.
You can't.
It's an audio podcast. Like, what do you mean? You don't have it on YouTube?
It's an audio podcast.
I haven't watched it yet either.
To say the word audio before podcast. By definition, it's a podcast. Like, yeah,
I know.
So.
But apparently, I've been told there are a lot of people who post audio clips to YouTube. And I was like, no, that's not true.
What we do to Instagram, we post video to Instagram. Correct, but anyway. No,
we are way off from doing video. Production is too tight. So anyway.
Email.
Where did I do with the email? I'm looking for it.
Oh, wait. No, it wasn't an email.
It was a DM, wasn't it? No, it was an email. Was it? No, it was a text. I think it was a text. Was it a DM? I don't know. I just
trying
found
to get
it.
People to DM
us,
you, idiot.
DM us. Wait, where did I wrote it. I wrote it down. I got a DM.
I'm trying to promote social, trying to drop hints. And Vinny's like, no, it was definitely an email. I'm like, no, wasn't it a tweet? No, I think it was an email. Like, idiot. Pick up what I'm putting down.
I'm sorry. So, well, anyway, I did write it down and I texted it to us. Where did I find this? Okay, I'm gonna pull it up in a second. I emailed it to myself. So here we go. Got it.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, guys, we all know who's listening. Whether it's a DM, all
right,
or an email, send it to us. Anyway, the question this week is a little bit of, well, it's a rhetorical question, which means he doesn't want an answer. We're giving one an answer because I only read the word question.
We're looking for material here. Give it to us.
So, and this throws
nothing's
back to,
rhetorical.
This throws back to our conversation on dad bods. Whatever long-term listeners.
Yeah.
Long-term listener who caught up on episodes 11 and 12 and thought our audio was tight. Better, our audio is improving. We are working on the production quality of this, so we appreciate any and all feedback. We appreciate all feedback, guys. This is a podcast for you.
And that's all thanks to our incredible digital audio engineer, DB.
Executive producer, I don't know what we want to call him these days. But this podcast is not just for me and Danny. This is for all the dads listening. So let us know what you want us to talk about. And if you hate us, you know, keep that to yourself and stop listening.
Or
stop. Just play it and don't listen. So the question on dad bods is, would you prefer to be a buff or a chiseled dad? In other words, would you compromise strength?
So would you not have a dad bod then?
Well, I think this is, well, there's
I don't want a dad bod.
I don't want.
Is the answer to that question.
Well, I don't know if a dad bod, I don't think being chiseled is a dad bod.
That's what I'm saying.
I think being buff is a dad bod. I think if you're buff.
No.
A dad bod indicates that you have been working out and have some muscle underneath there, which would give you some level of athletic build.
Yeah, I guess dad bod is just the cushion over that muscle.
Right. So I don't think I would say to this fan, if you were chiseled, you have moved yourself out of the dad bod category because if you're chiseled, you're chiseled.
Yeah.
If you were buff,
I'd like to be that.
because he said, so he was compromising buff to chiseled versus strength and looks. Ultimately, it's strength because I got to pick my kids up.
Yeah.
It's never about looks.
Well, that was the other thing
subtlety
that was great
looks.
About having kids. Dad strength, man. Love it. I am so strong.
Oh, the best.
You become so strong as soon as your kid comes out of the womb. Like, it's instantly. It's dad strength. It's like, it's a thing. It's a real thing.
I instantly thought of the emotional strength I've had.
And then I broke my back from carrying him, so that was like, you know, kind of catch 22, but whatever.
I for some reason, when you instantly said my kid, this is how emotional of a man I am. I was like, oh my God, I cried when he came out of the womb. I'm the weakest.
You really are.
I physically am strong, but hormonally, emotionally
and mentally, you're weak. You're a weakling.
I'm an emo dad. Oh, that's another one. I'm an emo
dad. You're an emo dad.
I'm a very much emo dad.
Well, thank you for listening this week, guys.
The vote on this podcast would be dads.
Strength.
Be buff.
No, be strength.
Don't be chiseled.
Be strong.
Don't be uncool.
Be strong, guys.
Be cool. Don't be uncool.
Thank you for listening this week. As always,
email us
dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. But more importantly, follow us socially and subscribe. Instagram and Facebook at Dad So Hard Podcast, Twitter at Dad So Hard Pod. Get in touch with us via those channels.
I do, but
that's
but
the way we're trying to get you to communicate to us.
And
it's easier.
But I had this conversation with a number of dads. A lot
this
of
guy
dads
loves interrupting.
No, because we have to learn about our audience. Not all of our audience as active fathers are on social media because they are protecting their lives.
Create an account. No one has to follow you. Just follow who you want to follow.
Well, that's the advice we need to give them, Danny, is that, guys, if you are a dad, don't be afraid of the Instagram.
It's 2018. People can't find you if you don't want them to.
Well, no. For dads that don't know, you can make up a name so nobody needs to know what your name is. You then make up an Instagram name. You just simply go on. You search Dad's Hard Podcast and you follow us. You still do not need to put any information out there. So nobody will know what you're doing after work or on the weekends if you don't want them to.
Maybe we'll do an episode on how to creep on social media.
No, how to keep your dad life on the DL.
Yeah.
That'll be a future topic.
That means down low. Well, if they don't know how to use social media, I'm assuming they don't know what DL means. Yeah. All right, anyway, that's it. Peace.
Goodbye.